Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Take Me There,
a podcast about travel.
I'm Andrew Ford.
And I'm Alexandra Ford.
And we are technically married. Well, I don't want to say our old tagline.
Yeah, because you vetoed it. Well, even though it was just nice.
Yeah, well, that was my problem with it. It was just nice. Speaking of just nice and not liking it, this is another New York City episode we recorded.
It is.
And in New York City, you have to be not nice. You have to be mean. You have to be tough. You have to be hard-shelled.
Uh-huh. Where are you going with this?
I actually don't know. But yeah, we have a very fun episode.
We do.
But before we talk about that, you had a product review.
Oh, I did. I wanted to follow up. Our listener, Maya, recommended that Bluetooth wireless transmitter that you plug into a seat so you can watch airplane TV on your wireless headphone of choice. And the one that Maya recommended, unfortunately, was sold out everywhere I was looking, which is probably because it's really good. But I bought one called the AirPlay, and it worked great.
So this is something you can plug in. If you have Bluetooth headphones, mm-hmm. you don't have no audio jack.
Right.
So you can plug this in, and it will wirelessly transmit audio to you, which would be, I didn't purchase one, though
I you plan said to that now. You had to see that mine worked before you committed to purchasing it.
That's me. That's how I do things. And yeah.
So I offered, but you also like to, I was interested in watching trash television all the way back from New York to Los Angeles. So that's why I got it.
Yeah. But a good trial run of mm-hmm. the product.
It works. Watched 85% of the movie yesterday.
How was it?
Fine.
Yeah. Seems fine.
I like Richard Curtis. It just kind of fell apart at the end.
Yeah.
I was kind of just like, be a rock star. Just take the songs. Literally nobody knows.
Yeah. Why did he start to feel guilty or something?
Yeah. I read a recap and I guess like skip ahead 30 seconds if you don't want to know what happens at the end of yesterday.
But, no one cares.
Well, so he like confesses to the world at his like huge album release party that he didn't write the songs and like the songs belong to the world. And then he like goes and lives like a simple life. Oh, because he goes to meet John Lennon. Because John Lennon in an alternate reality is just like a nice like ceramicist or something.
I already didn't want to see the movie, and now I really don't want to see the movie.
Oh,
he should have just taken those songs and made billions of dollars,
right.
And held on to the rights, and then just been super famous and rich, and no one would have known, so no one would have been hurt by it.
Yeah, I guess.
This is what I don't understand. I don't understand. Be selfish. That's my advice.
Anyway, the transmitter worked great, and I will put it in this week's Instagram story. If you're interested in purchasing one, they're on iTunes. Or not iTunes.
They're on iTunes.
We're on iTunes.
No, they are.
If you want to buy one, they're about $45. Oh, and you could also use them to plug into like your Apple TV or something. They don't just have to be for plane use.
Sure.
If you want to make your husband, say, watch a basketball game on his Bluetooth headphones so you can live your life in peace. Just as a sample
idea. Random example.
I just hate the sound of the shoes. This.
So, speaking of our episode this week.
Yes.
We have a very good one.
Yeah, it's great. Honestly, I was glad that we did an episode like this, like more of a weekend trip. Because those are trips too.
This is our friend Anna Caligari.
Wonderful actress.
She's on the Orange is the New Black. And she did a bunch of like UCB sketch stuff.
Yeah,
and
you've seen her
around.
She's
very funny.
You've seen her on the silver screen.
And an old friend of ours. And she talks about traveling to Fire Island and the North Fork of Long Island, which are two, I'd say, like popular weekend trips for New Yorkers.
Mm-hmm. Anna really made me want to go there soon, like next summer or something.
It was great tips, great tricks. They both sounded lovely, and we had been to neither of them.
Yeah, so for our New York listeners, I'm jealous that this is immediately available to you.
Yeah. So we get into it. It's a little bit shorter episode than usual. Anna is a very pregnant and very busy, and so we had to fit it into an hour window there. So maybe you guys are going to enjoy that. Maybe you're going to be like, finally, an episode of reasonable length. And to you, I say, it's only this one.
Anyway, thanks so much to Anna for doing the show and also for letting us stay with her because we were like sleeping in her spare
room. Oh yeah,
she
was one of our hosts on our great journey around New York City.
Yes.
Okay, let's get to the episode. This is Take Me There with Anna Caligari. Sound speed.
Oh, yes. Mark. That's a thing.
Sound speed.
Yeah, okay.
You've been in TV shows.
I know, but I've never been in podcasts.
This is your first podcast?
No, actually, the other podcast I did was with
was
you.
Was mine.
As well. Yeah. And wait, I think I've done... No, I think I've done a few.
I feel like you have. You're a comedy person.
I don't know if you guys know this.
Uh-huh.
But there are other people doing podcasts too.
We're very aware.
So, wait, what?
I know. What did we do?
I thought we got in really early, not at the death of podcasts.
No,
we'll see. We're just trying to get one Buffy sponsorship before we get
That's
out.
True. I mean,
we have,
you
a,
have
Buffy.
A Buffy. Do you like it?
Sorry, we don't have we don't have two Buffys. We only have one Buffy.
That's okay.
You're What's wearing a your Buffy.
It's a comforter.
It's like a eucalyptus comforter.
People okay. like
that
it.
If you're cold, it makes you, warm. And if you're warm, it makes you cool.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what
it is. Magic.
Which is perfect for the Israeli bear husband I share a bed with.
Amazing. Well, Anna, it goes without saying that you're like an actress and a writer and a comedy person.
It goes without saying. I think we should still say it.
Okay, well, let's say it. Anna,
everyone that's listening clearly already knows.
You're... An
actor,
actress, a writer, a
singer,
singer, talented dancer as well.
I'm a mover. I'm a mover.
Great,
fantastic.
Yeah.
You were just on Orange is the New Black, season two.
Yes, I was.
No, not season,
season
two. Season
seven.
Whatever.
Season seven.
Season two plus five.
It's
very exciting.
Yes.
What was that lady's name? The lead lady? The character?
Taylor.
No,
Piper.
The character.
Piper.
Yeah.
Piper.
So I played one of her new out of prison friends.
Huge.
Yeah.
Did you help her adjust to...
I helped her adjust to the daily life.
Oh, wow. That's tough. Coming
out
of prison is tough, especially TV prison.
Yeah. Right. So we like to start the show off now with like a little quiz to sort of suss out what kind of traveler you are.
Well, sometimes we start the show that way.
Well, we are trying to do it more consistently.
Yeah, we're trying to do this. What?
This is a mess already. It's a mess.
Our listeners know. The Wikipedia page is... filled with people being like, did they use the quiz? Did they not use the quiz?
The Wikipedia page, that's generous. But anyway, so
I'll make one.
We're going to ask you some questions.
But
These are
just general travel questions to like give our listeners, huge numbers, by the way, a sense of how you travel and what kind of traveler you are.
But we're also talking to you about a destination that is like you wouldn't fly there, you personally.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to adjust the quiz a little bit for you. So the first question is, do you like to take short trips all the time or big trips sometimes?
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Cause it really depends on my schedule.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I plan a long trip, I feel like I need to cancel it.
Oh, cause
something always comes up.
Of course.
It's like, oh great. I've been auditioning for commercials for 20 years. Uh-huh. And then I finally book a commercial the day I'm supposed to leave on my long trip.
Oh, yeah. Like, people always say that though. If you want to book a part, book a trip.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We should be booking travel a lot.
I feel like, ideally I would love to do long trips.
Uh-huh.
I feel like in the reality of the situation, I'm mostly doing short trips.
Lovely.
But if you could go away, if your schedule, they were like, Anna, we don't need you for all of the winter. How long would you go away for, dream scenario?
I think like 2 weeks is the perfect amount.
Okay.
Cool. Fair.
2 week long trip. And also that's what we do. We go to Israel a lot. So
right.
That's kind of what you have to do because that flight is like
brutal. You got to be there for
2 weeks
while
long.
Totally. When you go somewhere, do you like to have a tight itinerary or do you like to have loose plans?
Wow. Okay. So I started out as someone that loved itineraries and then I married an Israeli and that quickly went out the door. And now we do not have plans at all. Whenever we go, we never have plans.
Oh my God. So you're doing everything like day of when
we
you wake
do
up.
Everything day of.
Uh-huh.
Does that stress you out?
No.
Or you're used to it now?
I'm used to it now.
Okay.
But the only thing that we do plan ahead is reservations. Like if it's a certain restaurant where you know you have to make reservations, definitely book that.
Right. Well, I feel like you and your husband, Neil, who's lovely, you guys love to, you care about food very much when you travel.
Yeah.
I mean, generally, but also when you travel.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that like we'll kind of have like a loose itinerary.
Uh-huh.
But...
Who's bringing ideas to the table? Both of you?
Both of us,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. You got to share that. In a marriage, you have to share that responsibility.
Yeah. But it's mostly me.
Yeah.
Because Neil's under the impression that you can, he thinks that other people think he might be the king of some place, because he thinks he can just walk in anywhere and that they'll seat us immediately. Uh-huh. And I have to explain to him that no, at some places you need a reservation. People travel all around the world to eat at this one restaurant. I think we need a reservation.
That's how my dad was growing up. He used to be he always used to have this joke where he would be so late getting to a flight, and my mom would be what are you doing? And he'd be nobody flies on Thursday. Nobody flies on Friday. Yeah. Nobody flies on whatever day that he's flying.
Yeah, they booked gassed up a 737 just for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Packing style, yes. Meticulous or ridiculous?
We're meticulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we always have two carry-ons, and then we share a big checked bag.
Interesting.
Oh. And that's how what we about do backpack it. Though? Backpacks
and
then, too.
Oh yeah. Carry on and backpack.
Interesting. Okay, so you're bringing three pieces of luggage usually per trip, rollerboard luggage.
A carry on, a checked bag that we both share.
Interesting.
Well, that's what we did this time. We are recording this in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
At Anna's apartment, which is beautiful meticulous apartment. And beautiful. Yes, gorgeous. And we had to do that because we had more stuff. We're on a 3-week trip to New York.
We had to bring the mics to do the show.
And we had to bring these stupid mics. So
yeah, it's been crazy. Yeah. We have not.
I'd never check a bag.
Right.
But sometimes you gotta.
You gotta.
My problem, this is what I discovered with having the third bag, because normally we were one backpack, one carry-on people, mm-hmm. and we could pull those around pretty easily, even if you're in a city and it's annoying. But with that third bag, somebody has to pull two bags.
Oh, yeah.
And then two bags.
It's never us.
Yeah. And it means that you knock people off the sidewalk because you're taking up the full length of the width of the sidewalk now. Uh-huh. It's a lot harder. You have to do multiple carries up subway stairs. It feels like it's a real gigantic leap between two roller bags and three roller bags.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just really have to make sure that you need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, something truly psychotic about you is that your rolling suitcase only has two wheels.
Yeah, you gotta get the four wheels.
You gotta get the four wheels.
Why?
Because then you can just push it. You don't need to roll it.
But I push the other one. I'm pulling one.
This is a thing
that I like the one I have. But I've got some problems with it. I would actually take a free away suitcase if anyone from away suitcase is listening.
Okay, we're putting it out in the universe. Law of attraction, whatever. Okay, so you guys obviously do a lot of day trips out of New York. Mm-hmm. When you're doing that, do you like to drive or do you like to navigate?
Or I guess another option is do nothing.
Yeah.
You could make the driver navigate and drive.
Yeah, you could just sit in the back seat and be like, please drive.
I think I'm always the navigator.
Yeah.
But that's only because Neil likes to drive.
Okay.
But in any other situation, when I went to the North Fork with my friends, I was the driver.
Got it. Mm.
So
got it.
I feel like when I'm not with Neil, I'm the driver. But when I'm with Neil, I'm the navigator.
Okay.
And when you're on a road trip, do you like podcasts or do you like tunes?
So I feel like we always start off with tunes.
Okay. And do you have a go-to road trip album?
Oh, yeah. I love classic rock. Yeah. I love yacht rock. Yacht rock is my jam.
I love it.
And
is there a yacht rock Sirius station or something?
There's
like that?
A yacht rock playlist that I've made myself on Spotify that I'm more than happy to share.
Oh, thank you so
Maybe
much.
We'll share that out with our listeners.
My brother's fraternity truly enjoyed it.
That's amazing. Yeah,
I have the music taste of a 65-year-old white man.
Perfect. So. That's amazing. That's kind of the end of the quiz.
That's the end of your abridged quiz.
Right. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. But so today you're here to talk to us about the North Fork of Long Island.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about the North Fork and Fire Island.
Great, because I don't know anything about
it. I see you're upstate and your Hamptons, and I raise you a North Fork Fire Island.
Wow.
So you're making
the
claim. Now, I've been to the Hamptons once. Never been to Fire Island.
Me neither.
Never been out to Montauk or what's the lower one? Is Montauk on the lower
fork? So Montauk is technically Hamptons.
Gotcha. And then North Fork is the
upper
Long
one.
Island forks at the end.
Yeah.
At the very end.
So the tip of the North Fork is Orient Point or Greenport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, because there's a brewery in Greenport that sells some beer in the city.
Awesome.
That's how I know what that place is.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
That's my context.
Got
alcohol.
It. And you've never been to Fire Island?
Never been to Fire Island. I guess I've been to Long Island, but I've been to the suburbs of Long Island a bunch of times.
Right.
Which is what all of Long Island really is.
Right.
It's just suburbs. But some suburbs have pretty cool perks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So how often have you been to these places?
So I was born on Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I didn't think I realized that. I thought you were born in London.
Yeah. But
then you moved.
Then we moved. Then we moved a lot for my dad's job and we ended up in Chicago.
Got it.
Where I was pretty much raised, like from 8 to 18.
Uh-huh. Got it.
And then, but every summer and every Christmas and every holiday, we would always come back to New York. Got it. My parents are New Yorkers. And then, so every summer I went to Fire Island.
Okay.
And then I went to NYU and stayed here. And so I was like exploring other parts of Long Island as well.
Yeah.
And then I fell in love with the North Fork.
It's interesting because when you, you know, we lived in New York for 10 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. And places that would come up as weekend trips from Manhattan would be, like you said, Catskills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Hudson.
I
guess that's Catskills.
Sort of Catskills.
Yeah.
And then Long Island, Hamptons, or like Jersey Shore. Those were the ones if someone was like, I'm going away for the weekend. That was 99% of the time the answer.
Yeah.
So my parents like got me into the North Fork.
Really?
Because they always go, because, all right, so there's a lot of wineries on the North Fork.
Okay.
And so it's like a fun day trip. My parents actually ended up moving back to Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
where are they, Huntington?
Yeah, they're in Huntington, which is kind of just pretty central Long Island.
Right.
But they like go on day trips out there all the time and they're always like talking about how much fun it is. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm. So for people that don't know, like dumb people like me, shout out to my dumb heads out there. Hashtag dumb heads. I want my own fans on this podcast called Dumb Heads. Okay. And also, I told you about this idea earlier and I'd like to hear your feedback on this idea. I'm going to start a Patreon for my haters where my haters will fuel me with their hate and financially with their Patreon giving. So if you hate me enough, you can give to my
Both
Patreon.
Both of us are like, why?
You know what? I don't know. I really hope that no one hates you that much. That's my only thought.
It's win-win. They get to say they hate me, and I know they hate me, but I get their money.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, that was a sidetrack.
I hate you so much, I'm just going to throw money at the problem.
I'm just going to give you $5 to shut up. Wow, how much money would someone have to give you to like shut down your social media accounts?
Oh my God.
They're doing nothing for me right now, so...
All right, well, that's a side project unrelated
to this. What
were
we even talking about?
You were going to ask Anna a dumb question.
Oh, so like if you were going to like break down, so people know of the Hamptons, right?
Yeah.
So if you were going to describe the Hamptons versus Norfolk, what does that look like? If you're like, Hamptons are like this, Norfolk's like this.
Yeah, so here, okay, so this is my ideal situation.
Right.
Because as I was saying before, I love to take long trips everywhere, but the reality situation is that I normally just go on short trips that are close by that are like last minute planning. So that's why I always go to Fire Island in the summer.
Okay.
Because it has gorgeous beaches,
mm-hmm.
the same beaches as the Hamptons. Yep. I mean, not the literal same, but like honestly,
same quality.
And then the North Fork in the fall. And then December, you kind of want to spend in New York City.
Yeah.
And then January to April, just like get the fuck out.
Yes. Just like get out of New York.
Just get out of New York State.
Perfect.
But yeah, so I think a lot of people kind of gravitate towards Hudson in the fall and then the Hamptons in the summer.
Right.
And my argument is that those two are way too crowded
mm-hmm.
and way too like touristy.
Yeah.
And that Fire Island and the North Fork are more like locals, chill.
Yeah.
And I think Fire Island is just more relaxed than the Hamptons.
Is Fire Island the one with no cars?
Yeah, there's no cars, so you can only get there by a ferry.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Where does that ferry leave from?
So there's two ferries, one from Bayshore and one from Sayville.
Okay.
Because the island, so Fire Island, I forget how long it is, but there's a big national park in the middle.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So there's the north part of the island where you have to like take a ferry from the northern part of Long Island and then the southern part. And it's kind of like the gay part and the straight part, I guess, because the pines and Cherry Grove are in up north.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the other towns are below. And it's funny because I grew up going to Fire Island every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to NYU, I was like, oh yeah, I go to Fire Island. And everyone's like, oh my God, Anna, that's so cool. You go to the gay island. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, oh my God, I have been. And I felt really cool.
That's very cool. I don't think I even heard about Fire Island until I was in college.
I feel like I heard about it, but I didn't. I never been there, obviously. And I didn't know anyone that had been there. Yeah. But I know people where that's like their summer spot. Is everyone just
riding bikes around?
Yeah, everyone's riding bikes. And every town has a very distinct personality.
Okay.
So I grew up going to Salt Air.
Okay.
Which is just like a very family based mm-hmm. town. It's funny. So I'm like a realtor in yes. real life. Yes. And I'm like about to say things about these towns that I could never say as a realtor because it's like against like fair housing laws. So now I'm like very excited to just like let loose and like talk about, like I could never say like the gay town, but that's what it is. Like, So I grew up going to Salt Air, which is like a very family town.
Okay.
And then it's the towns next to it are Fair Harbor and Kismet.
Okay.
Fair Harbor is another family town. Tina Fey has a house there.
Wow. Okay.
Fun fact. You guys want to stalk Tina Fey?
Is it a lot of like big fancy houses like in the Hamptons?
So the thing is, they're like low key fancy houses.
Okay.
Because you have a much smaller plot of land to have the house on.
They're really nice houses. They're not like $10 million houses, but they're like,
they're nice.
$1 million to $3 million. Like they're nice. It's not cheap.
Okay.
But it's also not, like, it's not like crazy Hamptons bedroom, money.
Yeah, it's mega not like mansions. $40 million yeah. houses.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
And there's like small hotels and stuff. So Kismet is right at the tip of the island by Robert Moses Park by the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's like one of my favorite towns to go to because it has 3 restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Versus, actually, no, it has 2 restaurants, but a lot of the other towns only have 1 restaurant.
Got it.
Oh, and they're not that good.
Are there grocery stores?
Yes. Every town has 1 restaurant and 1 like deli.
Oh.
Crazy.
So what are you doing for making food? Getting it from those delis or are you like
bringing it's like stuff? It's like a pound of hamburger meats like $50 because they know God. Like you're not going to take the ferry. So like we always would buy our groceries on the mainland and then take them over.
Oh, wow.
But then Ocean Beach is another town that has like a ton of restaurants, but it's very Jersey Shore-esque.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's like fun.
Like a party town?
Yeah. So like I partied there in college and high school. Yeah.
Got it.
But like I always recommend like Salt Air, Fair Harbor, Kismet. Just take the ferry over, have lunch at one of the restaurants there, go to the beach all day. It's just amazing. And like the beach is so nice.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Airbnbs there. Yeah. There's a lot of like rental if you want to go like for the week. I remember I've looked in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough friends to, you know, fill a house. You know what I mean? I have a lot of haters. My haters could fill a mansion, but my house, I couldn't fill. But there's a lot of like not crazy expensive like Airbnb options for New Yorkers to go for like the weekend.
Do most of them like have bikes?
Yeah, they all have bikes that you can rent.
Yeah.
Like, that comes with the house. And that's the best part about it, because in the Hamptons, you can rent a great house, but then you have to drive to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Hamptons is massive.
Yeah. That's so funny that, like, North Fork is so low-key. Like, I feel like just, I remember going to the...
Wait, let's stay on Fire Island. Wait, sorry.
We'll
stay on
Fire Island. Well, yeah. But there's no, like, Chanel on Fire Island.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no, like, Lily Pulitzer.
There's no anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's only, like, food because you need it.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Ocean Beach has some, like, touristy stores, but, like, nothing really.
Is there a lot of, like... Like, I grew up going to Cape Cod a lot in the summer, and it's, like... The main street of the town in Cape Cod, it has like at least 3 stores where it's just like t-shirts, like thousands of t-shirts that just say Cape Cod.
Exactly. So that's like the 2 stores that Ocean Beach has that sells not food.
Right.
Are those. Have those shirts. Uh-huh. Yeah. So
that's cool. Funny.
But yeah.
So what else are you doing? So sticking on Fire Island, what else are you doing on Fire Island? Like obviously beach life.
Yeah. You're really just eating, drinking and going to the beach. That's really
And are
it.
You someone that can go to the beach all day?
Yeah.
This is obviously I'm not married to this kind of person, but it was such a phenomenon to me when I met East Coast people where it was like, we're going to the beach. Like one of my best friends in college, we used to go to LBI together and she would be like, we're going to the beach and we would be there from 9:30 to 6.
Well, yeah, you pack. So my aunt is amazing at this. Ugh. She will pack a huge cooler full of every single sandwich under the sun.
Oh my God.
All these beers, like all these wines. And so you just basically, and also... You just like pee in the ocean.
Yep, great.
So you really don't need to.
I would say this is a peeing you really don't in the need ocean to leave, friendly like, podcast.
You know, if the earth is 70% water, that means you could pee 70% of the places.
So really, like, the only reason.
What?
Sure.
No. If you can pee in the ocean, that's a socially acceptable thing to do, peeing in the ocean. We've all agreed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So if that much of the world is ocean,
what?
That means you could pee freely.
Looks like I'm fully funding your Patreon because I hate this. Moving on.
Yeah, but like that's the only reason you would leave back a situation, like yes, to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So I'm like, that's why I can stay at the beach all day. I yes mean, of course, if you don't have to pee and you have to go number two.
Number two.
You gotta go number two, the then you go back to the house. But that's yeah the best thing about Fire Island. Every house is walking distance.
Yes.
But if you're taking a day trip there, then it makes things a little bit more difficult. But
yeah.
Do people do that? Or is it better to
yeah
just, like,
so I take day trips there all the time when I'm staying at my parents on Long Island.
Got it.
But it's great because the train to Fire Island, like the train to Bayshore, is 45 minutes out of Penn Station.
Oh, wow.
And then the ferry's like 20 minutes.
Oh, so you can be there like
an hour. Yeah, in an hour you can be on the beach.
That's amazing.
Versus the Hamptons is like a 3.5 hour drive.
Yeah, plus I feel like the beach that everyone was going to when we lived here was like, you got to go to the Rockaways.
Yeah, Rockaway Taco. And I felt like it's tried to develop a similar vibe where it had like cool restaurants and like people were like fixing up cottages on Rockaway. Yeah, I don't know if people are still doing it.
I did like one day trip to Rockaway and I was like, this was so much time on the subway.
Yeah, it's a long subway ride.
Plus, the Long Island Railroad is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nicer than the subway.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice as long as you're not on it when like dudes from Long Island are going into the city to puke, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's also no rules on the Long Island Railroad. So another one of my favorite things about Fire Island, because you just start drinking the second you get on the train.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
So I always have like a 10 a.m. beer.
Great.
I remember they tried to, because I'm from Connecticut, Metro North runs to Connecticut, the train. They tried to outlaw drinking on Metro North and take away the special cars they put on the commuter trains that are bar cars. So you can like get a beer from the train and people like flipped, like they lost it.
Wow.
And they had to like rescind their like announcement that they were taking it away. Oh my
God. Well, we don't have bar cars on the Long Island Railroad.
So you got to bring your own beers.
But Penn Station does sell beer like right at the entrance to the tracks.
That's
so funny. So it's like they're asking you to bring beer on the
train. Do you feel like even if you're doing a day trip, like a cooler is a must to like bring with you?
Yeah, but I'm also never the one that brings it.
Perfect. Get someone else to bring
a cooler. I say going to the beach with someone who loves their cooler is a must.
Got it. I have a cousin who works at, or used to work at Igloo, so I'll have to talk to her about
get every cooler.
Yeah,
she had a very good cooler backpack. I'll try and find
it. Oh, yeah, cooler backpack might be a good hack for that.
I'll find out what it is.
What else, Fire Island-wise, do you, are there specific restaurants or bars you like there?
So, yeah, I think one of the best restaurants, so a lot of the smaller towns that only have, like, one restaurant.
Right.
The dock at Fair Harbor.
Got
my sister's going to kill me for saying this because she worked there forever.
Oh,
but
no.
Not too good. The food isn't that good.
Okay.
But it's always packed because it's the only restaurant.
You know,
so that's the thing. And then like the Saltair Yacht Club is the name of the restaurant in Saltair.
Okay.
But it's just like a dingy little restaurant.
Yeah.
It has a fancy name.
Got it. Is it like a lot of like fried seafood and french fries?
Yeah. But so just like regular. I mean, it's not bad, but it's just, but the out, so Kismet has the in and the out.
That's really funny.
Very cute. And the out is amazing.
Really?
They have sushi and they have like the best mussels ever. So mussels fra diavolo is like a huge Fire Island food.
Interesting.
What does that entail?
It's mussels in a spicy tomato sauce.
There you go. You would love this.
Spicy mussels.
It's
so good. Yeah. And that's like the Fire Island food.
Okay.
You basically, after a day of going to the beach, the Fire Island schedule is that you wake up, you go to the beach all day, you drink and eat sandwiches, you go home, you take a nap,
great,
and then you go out and have mussels fra diavolo.
This sounds incredible.
That sounds incredible.
It's a pretty great life. And then also a great thing about Fire Island is that you can drink as much as you want because nobody is driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
And then you don't have to be scared.
Yeah, about getting hit by a car.
Of getting hit by a car.
That's great.
When you're just like sloppily walking on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's
I
so
like
fun.
A place where you can't leave easily. I feel like it puts you a prison.
Like an escape room?
No, my point is more like when you go to like a cabin in the woods that's not near like grocery stores or restaurants or bars. You're forced to just relax and just like eat and drink and hang out in a way where like you have to have some sort of physical barrier, which is in this case is the ferry, to like really focus on chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And yeah. also, yeah, and there's like a lot of Scrabble. Yes. Lots of Scrabble being played on our island.
Love a Scrabble moment.
Yeah. And I feel like that's a big, because it's funny because the place I'm going to talk about in the North Fork is also a big Scrabble place. Great.
Do you remember when we tried to play Scrabble with your dad?
Oh my God. It was bad.
Playing Scrabble with dads is always heated.
Yeah.
But this one,
I mean, English is not his first language. No, to I give be him, fair.
To be fair, he speaks many languages. It's like his languages. Sixth language. Sure, yeah. But
the concept of building a crossword puzzle backwards was, I mean, it's hard. It's hard for anyone.
Sure.
Oh, you guys played Scrabble with him the first time he's ever played Scrabble?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
it's also at like 70 something.
Yeah.
He just kept putting letters down and being like, is that a word?
And we were just like, no.
Nah, dog. It's not at all. But
we're like, we can't keep checking for you. Yeah. Like, yeah. You have
eventually,
to know
my mom was just like, you need to leave. You need to go somewhere else. So that did not work out well.
Yeah.
How long, like if you wanted to bike around the island, how long does that take?
So you can't because of the national park in the middle.
Got it. So you're either going to the north side or the south
side. Yeah. And then also I learned the hard way. So Ocean Beach is the town that has like more than one restaurant, and bars and stuff. So I remember my sister and I in high school, we were like, we're going to bike to Ocean Beach. It's not that far. But there is a town in between our town and Ocean Beach called Robin's Rest that doesn't have any boardwalk. It's all sand. So all the houses are like in the sand.
Oh,
so
wow.
Every house is like kind of like in its own dune. It's crazy. Really gorgeous, really nice, but you're fucked.
But the other
you're trying to bike. Oh, all of a sudden you get to all the sand and you have to just push your bike through a whole town.
Oh my God.
So the other towns have built boardwalks for walking and biking around. Oh, that's so interesting.
And every town, well, some towns have sidewalks, some towns have boardwalks. It's very much like a reflection of the town and its reputation as to how like how nice the boardwalk or the paved sidewalk is.
Right. Is it like a Pawnee Eagleton situation?
Yeah, it's very much a Pawnee Eagleton. Kismet and Saltair have the Pawnee Eagleton relationship. So it's very
which
funny.
Which one is which?
Saltair is Eagleton.
Okay.
And Kismet is Pawnee.
That's so funny.
Kismet is more fun.
Got it.
And Eagleton is just...
Is that the only side of the island that Saltair. You've been to?
And oh, yeah. And I've been to Cherry Grove and the Pines, which is the north side. And that's
how is that?
So much fun.
Oh, my God.
Those houses, that's where you get like the crazy, amazing houses.
Okay.
They're huge. Like the Pines have some of the most beautiful houses.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I went there. It's so funny because we grew up going there for, my mom would always get tickets to this AIDS benefit that was there.
Okay.
And it was like a dance show.
That sounds fun.
And we were just little, like loving it.
Right.
And then as I got older, I was like, oh, my mom was just taking us to like a drag queen show every summer. And I had no idea.
That's so fun.
Like Bruce Valanche was always hosting.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It was so much fun.
That's so fun.
But like, yeah, there were so many things. I was like, yeah, that's just a Fire Island thing.
Once you're on the island, how do you get to the other side? Do you take a different ferry?
You got
to
have someone with a boat. Or there's a water taxi that can take you from town to town for the towns you can't walk.
Okay.
Oh.
But that's kind of pricey.
Gotcha.
So that's why you kind of just stay in the town that you're
in. You got to know somebody with a boat.
Yeah, but having a boat, and so my aunts and uncles all live in Bayshore, which is the town that the ferry comes from.
Oh.
And they have boats, so I like rely on them.
Oh, so you take their boat instead of the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Yeah.
Honestly, I think being a friend with a boat is very nice for everyone else
very
in your
great.
Life. But owning a boat sounds horrible.
Yeah, you need a friend with a boat, a friend with a cooler.
Yeah.
There we go.
Then you're all set.
And you're all set for Fire Island.
All right, let's move on. Let's go north.
Now we're going north. And the North Fork is so... Lots of people summer there. I don't like the beaches on the north are kind of rocky.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's good why the Hamptons is all that jazz because it has the beautiful sandy beaches like Fire Island.
Right.
But I think the time to go to the North Fork is like the spring and the fall.
Interesting.
Because the wineries are so like, all right, when you're drinking wine, you're not like the best wines from Long Island. Like, no one has ever said that. But
some drunk Long Island guy has said that.
But even though that's not the case, the wine isn't awful.
Sure. I mean, we don't know anything about wine. We drink it and we're like, it's wine. It's
so,
wine.
Yeah. Long Island wine is like, okay.
Okay.
But it's just very, the wineries are really fun and they're all really close.
Uh-huh.
And so you can drive to a bunch. And there is, and like Shin Estate is one
I've heard of that.
It's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sparkling Point is another one that has really good sparkling
wine.
All the
names of these places are amazing.
And they're just really beautiful. Yeah. And you're just sitting outside in the fall enjoying mediocre wine.
Right. So would you rather go to like a North Fork winery than go apple picking, say?
Oh, apple picking sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am team no apple picking.
I'm 100% team no apple picking. Yeah. I love an apple cider donut. I love some apple cider. I can just buy it at the store.
And that's the thing. Well, you can buy them at the stands. There's so much. So the best part about the drive to the North Fork is that once you start getting into Long Island, you just pass farm stand after farm
stand. Oh, yeah. There's a ton of farms on Long Island.
With amazing cider, apple cider donuts, fresh dram. So like Briarmere Farms, that's like
I've been there.
My number one stand.
It's so
they have the best jam, the best honey. And they make really good cookies.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They also make pies.
What's the one that is by your parents' place, Kerber Farms?
Yeah, so I was just about to say it, because the pies at Briarmere are not very good. If you want a good pie, you got to go to Kerber's.
Got it. Is Kerber, like, on the way?
So, yeah, Kerber's on the way. Okay. It's kind of, you kind of have to, like... So the thing is about the North Fork, the highway turns into like the main road of the North Fork.
Okay.
So that's when you start getting all the stands. For Kerber's, since it's more central, you kind of have to like take a detour.
All right. Sure.
But it's totally worth it.
Worth it for the pie.
I had an incredible egg sandwich there.
Oh, yeah. The egg sandwiches and the pies. I go there so often that my sister went there recently and she put in my egg sandwich order and they called. They were like, Anna?
Oh, that's so
she
funny.
She was like, no. Like, oh, she comes in so often.
Oh, my
and
God.
And orders the same
and
thing.
And they're like, we know who this is for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
love
so
it.
Funny.
So, okay, Kerber's worth it. Briarmere on the way.
Briarmere on the way. Okay. And then also, yeah, and so then there's all, and all other, like, small little stands. And they all have, like, an apple picking feature, which I guess if you have kids, it's fun
still
to do
pass.
That.
Here's
and like
problem.
Hay rides and stuff. Mm. But
apple trees are very finicky, so I've been told by various people I know who have worked with apples.
What?
I don't need to go into details about my life.
No, we believe you. You have apple friends.
But I'm saying people have been, and they're like, oh, a lot of times like certain trees don't produce a lot of the year, and then like it's very hard to get like a good apple off the tree unless you're on like a big farm with like lots of pesticides and stuff.
Yeah.
So like you're kind of getting like not great apples. There's a lot of gross rotting apples all over the ground.
Yeah.
You're walking around. You got to like climb up the tree or something, I assume.
They have like little ladders.
Yeah, but I'm just like, it's too much for
it's
an
a lot
apple.
Of work. You
I don't
want
even
to work.
Like apples. Maybe if it was like...
Go off, like drag apples.
Like a tree that had like a burrito in it or something. I would climb that tree.
I mean, wouldn't
Who
we
wouldn't?
All?
Wouldn't we all?
I'm just
a
saying
tree?
Apples aren't a big enough draw. I don't really understand apple picking.
Yeah, but we love. But we can all agree that we love eating apples.
Yes,
apples are
so
cool.
That's why
apples are great.
Yeah.
But the move is to go to the stand, perhaps. Then,
yeah,
so dedicating your whole day to harvesting.
Exactly. So you can just pick up some stuff.
Great,
and then go to some wineries. I like, so yeah, Sparkling Point I really like because it's really pretty.
And it has sparkling wine.
And it has sparkling wine.
Great.
But my favorite part about Sparkling Point is that right across the street, there is a goat farm that has fresh goat cheese.
Ooh.
I think it's Catalano. I want to say it's Catalano. Okay. It's some Italian.
Okay, we'll look it up.
And yeah, the goat cheese is so good and they serve it with their fresh honey too. And it's just like amazing.
That sounds
goat cheese
great.
And honey, an ultimate combination.
So good.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
And so that's kind of, so then that's in the beginning of the North Fork. And then if you go deep, you get to Greenport's the tip.
Okay.
And that's like a really cute town, that has like a lot of different restaurants and stores. And the Greenport Brewery, which is really great, and they have like great food too.
Oh, good to know.
And
do you like their
beer?
You could
spend a whole day there.
I do like their beer. I think their beer is good.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had it for a few years since I've been on the West Coast, but when
but
I lived
like
in New York,
I don't know anything.
Felt like
about
I drank
beer.
It a lot.
It's
I it
really.
Was good.
I went there with two of my friends, and we had like a beer flight, and it
oh,
was
fun.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
And they have really good food too.
Yeah, and they have good food.
Are there like things, can you like take a tour? Because I know you said that you could spend the day
there.
Probably, but you didn't
do it. You could spend the day there
just drinking.
And eating.
Great.
And then
so
there's
nice.
Like games, I think.
And then what's the move like to stay?
So my favorite place to stay is called Soundview.
Cool.
And it's this really old school inn that they recently totally revamped.
Oh, cool.
And it's all along the water, so every room has an ocean view.
Oh, that's my cool. God.
And it has this, it has a restaurant in it called The Halyard, and it's amazing food. And then there's also a piano bar there that has live performances.
Yep.
Love a piano bar.
And then the main lobby area is just full of couches along the water.
That's so
with
nice.
Scrabble.
Oh my God.
Scrabble's coming
out. So you can just like hang out and play Scrabble and that's drink. A dream. And it's so, so it's so great. We actually spent Thanksgiving there last year.
Oh, really? I don't believe that. That's amazing.
My brother went to Amsterdam. My sister was with her husband's family.
Okay.
So my parents were like, do you and Neil want to come out to Long Island and we can all just stay at Soundview? And I was like, yes.
That's cool. Did you have Thanksgiving dinner at Halyard?
So we had Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, yeah. We had it at the Halyard.
Oh my God.
The night before, we went to the North Fork Inn, which is like the fanciest restaurant out there.
Got it.
And it was very like old school. It was great.
What do you feel like is like the ideal length of a stay to Greenport?
I think like just a weekend.
Just like a weekend.
Yeah, it's so great. Nice. And then the best thing, another really great thing is that on your way home, you pass Riverhead.
What that?
Which is home of the Riverhead Outlets.
Oh,
which are like the best outlets in the world. They have a West Elm outlet where you can get everything that's currently sold at West Elm for like half the price.
Damn.
And this is blowing my mind. So many other stores.
I feel like Anna, like me, really values an outlet, a good outlet mall.
Here's the thing, though. Good outlet malls are different. There are so many outlet malls around the world where I feel like I'm paying the same price for shit.
Oh, yeah. There's one in Woodbury by my parents' house that's a shit outlet mall. I actually went there on Black Friday because my sister dragged me.
Oof, and Maria.
And I was like, you know what? I could use some Uggs. I was like, because those are like my dog walking shoes.
Perfect.
And I'm like, you know what? I might as well just get them super cheap out here.
Right.
And I was at the Ugg store in the outlet mall. And I was like, you know what? This doesn't seem that cheap. And I looked on the Ugg website and they were the exact same price.
Yeah. I've done that many times at going to outlets, like going to, you know, trying to find some cheap workout Nikes. Yeah. And then it's like, this is the same price.
I heard that the J. Crew Factory outlet, like they design a whole separate line of clothes that are like worse.
They do.
The J. Crew Factory store. Yeah.
So Riverhead Outlet is, they also have like a Vince store. They have really nice stores.
So it's worth the drive.
Oh, it's so worth it. If anything, like if you just want to go to outlets, just go to Riverhead Outlets.
Okay.
But make it fun and have some wine too.
Yeah. Like,
make it a good weekend. Back to my old question. This was like 20 minutes ago. Oh. But describing, I thought of it again because my mind is steel trapped. So what I was saying is if somebody's like, so someone comes to New York, say they're not from New York, or even if they are from New York and they're like, I want to go to the Hamptons. Why? What is the Hamptons about that you're like, the Hamptons actually kind of suck. And then North Fork, like, give me the verses.
So here's the thing. The Hamptons is amazing.
Sure.
It's beautiful. It's glorious. If you know someone with a house at the Hamptons, go.
Yes.
Chances are you don't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know why you would go there unless you have a beautiful mansion to stay at.
Yeah. Right? It's very expensive.
Because you can rent a house, but the majority of the houses you can rent in the Hamptons are like a 20-minute drive from town, 20-minute drive from the beach.
Yeah.
So it's like, you might as well just rent a house, like, in another random suburb.
You're constantly in a car.
And you're constantly in a car.
And then it took you a bajillion years to get there on the jitney.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, unless you have someone who's like, stay in my guest room of my beautiful mansion, then I don't know why else you'd go.
Yeah. Okay.
I went to Montauk. It just felt like...
Montauk is Hamptons, yes.
Yeah. Montauk is the end of the bottom half of Long Island. Yeah. And the beach is... As you said, they're very beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
But it just feels like juice not worth the squeeze, to be honest. Like, it's such a hassle to get there. It's kind of a hassle to be there.
It's just if you're planning a trip.
Right.
I just don't know why you'd plan to stay there.
Right. And then the Hamptons is kind of like, you know, when we've all gone together, it's been great because we've, like, stayed in a house, we got a bunch of food, and then we just, like, sat by the pool. But I think if that's the weekend you want to have, you could probably have that weekend on the North Fork or on Fire Island for a little bit less scratch.
Yeah.
And it's very sceney too, the Hamptons. Like, there's clubs there.
Yeah. There's like a lot of like cool people.
But that being said, so I don't hate the Hamptons. I just don't understand why you would go there if you didn't know someone that lived there.
Right.
Right.
Because I'm like, if you're planning a trip out there, like, why would you? Because all the houses, unless you want to spend so much money to rent a house in a super central location.
Right. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no shade to the Hamptons, but I just think there are better options.
I'm throwing shade.
Exactly.
Well, you have haters.
So yeah, that's and those haters are rich, so that's going to be a huge fun to me.
They're going to be like, fine, stay for a week at my Hamptons house. Right.
Is there anywhere, like any other like New York available day trips that or weekend trips that you haven't done yet that you want to do?
Yeah.
So, I guess the Finger Lakes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You haven't been up there.
I haven't done the Finger Lakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've always heard that that's cool.
Yes.
And I grew up
It's a decent
there.
Drive, though. It's like a six-hour drive up there. But people do Finger Lakes, and they are really beautiful lakes.
Yeah.
And they also have some shitty wine up there.
Yeah,
That's very drinkable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Love me a drinkable shitty wine. But wait, actually, let me first say that Lens Winery on the North Fork.
Great. Uh-huh.
So it's not as like Instagrammy and cute as like Shin Estate or Sparkling Point.
Okay.
Or like a thousand of the other ones.
Okay.
It's like kind of in a barn.
Right. Okay.
But they have this Chardonnay called the Gold Label Chardonnay, and it tastes just like a buttery Chard from California.
Okay.
And it is actually really good.
Okay.
And that's the one wine that I'll be like, this is a good Long Island wine. And maybe it's a good Long Island wine because it tastes like a California wine. But
sounds great.
But I mean, that's
if you
the one wine that I
remembered
like,
it. Yeah. That's huge.
Oh, I bought a few bottles.
Oh my God.
And went through them like in the week.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I don't know that maybe there's like two wines that I could, and they were the wines that we bought for our wedding that I'd be like, that was good.
I don't even remember those.
That's okay.
Yeah. I have no memory or association with wine.
Just
None.
Beer.
I love wine.
Just beer.
I love wine so much.
Do you?
Red, yeah. White, I'm also. Rosé. Listeners, I'm in my third trimester.
So
I'm very pregnant.
And
I miss wine so much. So let it be known.
How soon after you have that baby can you start drinking wine?
What?
Well, now it's the whole breastfeeding thing. That's what people are like, joke's on you. You're going to be breastfeeding. And I'm like, that's mean.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to have wine. I already know I'm getting drunk on Christmas.
There we go. Because you can pump it and dump it.
Yeah, you can pump and dump.
Pump and dump.
And you can have one glass of wine as long as you wait 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
It takes every one glass 2 hours to go out of your system.
Gotcha.
Right.
It's kind of almost like driving and drinking.
Yeah.
Sure.
But for
you know, like when you talk to like your dad and he's like, I had 2 glasses 2 hours ago, so I'm good.
Yeah.
And there we are.
That's how I'll be when I'm breastfeeding.
Speaking of this soon to be arriving baby, how do you think that's going to change how you guys travel?
Oh my gosh, I'm just going to be strapping a baby on when I'm tasting those wines.
Yeah.
No, but it's going to be hell traveling with a baby.
Do you have travel plans set up for after you have the baby? Are you guys going to Israel or anything like that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're going to have to go to Israel.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't even want to plan a trip yet.
Yeah.
Because I just want to
see how you feel.
See how I feel. Yeah. But yeah, I also kind of don't want the first trip I take the baby on to be a 12-hour flight.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's rough. But so I mean, everybody's always like travel when they're really small.
Yeah. So maybe we'll like test out going to Chicago first.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah. Because you have a lot of family there.
Yeah. And then we'll see. But yeah, it's definitely going to be hard.
It feels like it may, like in my mind, it would be like, it would shift the kind of trips I took to like more local and more weekend trips and like stuff I could drive to and like eliminating international.
Well, this is
or
a nice
like
segue
whatever.
Into what I was going to ask Anna next, which was like, what do you have? Like, what do you like as far as like travel gear? Because you were just showing me off mic that like travel stroller car seat hybrid.
The Duna, I'm quite excited about.
It looks very cool.
It's a car seat that rolls out to be a stroller. So you don't need to carry a car seat and a stroller. It's just all in one.
Which is huge.
Yeah, I guess that is a huge subsection of travel gear. Is
I mean, think about how many like
gear.
Tired parents you see like waiting at the jetway for their car seat and their stroller to come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have to check it if you flew with it? Okay. Well, at least you're not waiting for two things. You're just waiting for one.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you have any other like baby or non-baby travel gear that you like? Do you like a travel pillow?
Mm-hmm. I have. That I travel with?
Yeah.
I always bring a book.
Mm, okay. What are you reading right now?
So right now I just finished Beneath the Scarlet Sky.
Oh yes. You were telling me about
which
it.
Which is really good.
Okay.
And then I'm going to start But the books that I always take on vacation, I always take like a trashy thriller.
Oh, yes. I remember when we talked about like Luckiest Girl Alive.
Yes. I love like Reese's Book Club is like what I get books from when I travel because I like to read on planes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
I know. It's weird.
Would you rather like read a book than watch a movie on a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So that's not my experience.
But only if it's like a super trashy book.
Right.
Like I don't want to read a book that's like teaching me something.
Right.
I want a book that feels like a crappy movie when I'm on the plane. But I will watch. No, I'll definitely like watch. But I feel like a lot of the flights, like I do New York to Chicago a lot.
Right.
And you don't really have TVs on that flight anyway.
Yeah, it's like a two hour
flight. So I just read the whole 2 hours.
Yeah. That's so nice.
But any other gear? What were we talking about? Gear?
Yeah, gear.
Yeah.
Do you have a suitcase you like? Do you have an Away?
We have the Travel Pro.
Oh, do you like
it? I have a Travel Pro.
I love it. It's four wheels.
Yeah, mine's
it's,
two.
It's four wheels.
I have the Travel Pro two.
It was like $100, not even.
Yeah.
And then I have the Away leather bag that you can like put on the back of the
yes
I know. That one's really great.
I have a Lowen Sons backpack that has like you can zip open this strap basically that then slides over the back of your. I think that's huge.
I do think I'm gonna get that backpack
because I've never had a backpack.
My sister just got the Lowen Sons Weekender bag that has like a zip up compartment for the shoes.
Mm.
It's
everything.
Great.
Okay, we'll have to talk to Maria about that. I feel like Lowen Sons is kind of a sleeper hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem like I haven't heard that name.
I think she was targeted on Instagram.
I mean,
and it worked.
We're all going to get targeted now.
Yeah,
I've spoken about it.
I
love being targeted.
I don't mind it, honestly.
I love it.
Wait, do you know this thing they're doing now? This crazy thing I read about it on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Is TVs, when they play a commercial, they play a tone that you can't hear, but your phone picks up. And that's how they identify which TVs are linked with which phone, which means they know which customer is watching that TV. So
like
then they can target.
Anna's TV knows whether Neil or Anna is watching?
Well, it knows that Anna and Neil are the ones watching that TV.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is horrifying.
Oh, wow.
So you still love it?
Yeah. No, I just love it because especially being pregnant being a first-time mom and not really having any mom friends.
Right.
The ads that are targeting to me, I'm like, wow, you're right. I guess I do need that.
Yeah.
And then like I'll kind of research it more and be like, wow, this is a thing that I definitely do need. Yeah. But like I have no moms in my life telling me.
To be like, get this.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
interesting.
I get it. Sometimes you got to depend on the almighty algorithm.
Yeah.
You know
my
I mean?
Algorithm thinks probably that I'm pregnant or like thinking about having a baby because I get a lot of baby stuff or I get a lot of like Disney careers. Like, do you want to work at Disney?
Well, you are talking about Disney a lot.
Mine, it moves very fast because the ads that have been targeted. So I got maternity clothes like in the beginning of my pregnancy.
Crazy.
I got targeted
it
for
knows.
That.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, cool. You know, and then, but now I'm getting targeted for like toddler stuff. And I'm like, chill
you're
out.
Like,
the baby
not
has not been
yet.
Born.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you getting Love Every ads?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And now also people are just going to get so many specific ads.
I know. Like the Yumi baby food. I'm like, dude, this baby hasn't even been born yet. It won't even be able to eat for like 6 months.
Yeah. Chill out.
Like you really think I'm going to remember this in a year?
Yeah.
Rude.
But
that's a note for our advertisers
will.
Out there.
Yeah. Now it's immortalized in this podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Let's wrap up.
Okay. Anna, where can people find you? Do you want to plug anything? Do you have a sketch show or anything coming up?
Oh my gosh. So I'd like to plug The Baby I'm About to Drop.
Yep.
December 2019. That's what I'm working on these days. Gestating a human.
Great. Honestly, a really big project.
And if you have stuck with Orange is the New Black up until season 7, you might see me there.
Yep.
And
okay.
Oh, your social handles?
Oh, my Instagram is Bananas Calamari.
Great.
Because that is what my name would be if I was a food.
There we go. There we go.
This was a very fun episode about
Long
Island. Thank you
so much, Anna. We learned a lot.
We're going to head off to Fire Island now and
immediately
then head off to the North Fork.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait. I really want to go now.
Yeah.
Got to drink that shard.
Got to drink that shard, baby. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Anna.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Take Me There. To access all the recommendations from our guests, you can visit the episodes page of our website, takemetherepod.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at takemetherepod. If you like the show, we'd be super grateful if you'd leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and recommend it to all your pals who love to travel. Thanks, and have a good one.